Bobby McFerrin had a hit song called Don't Worry, Be Happy. Sheryl Crow had a hit song you might recall, All I Want to Do Is Have Some Fun. People today are certainly filled with worry and anxiety for a variety of reasons. While those two songs talk about great ideas, how do you get there? Go with God, because God's got this. We're taught in Romans chapter 8, verses 37, 38, and 39. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Jesus teaches us that fear and worry are pretty much a waste of time that's better spent in faith. Let's go to Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 27. Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to a stature? How we see our circumstances, that goes a long way with how we overcome them. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 10, we are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. We have been given an inheritance from Jesus, which is our strength, our comfort, our healing. As Jesus says in John chapter 14, verse 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We'll often blame others for the fear or the anxiety that we're feeling. Truth is that a person or a job, for example, can only get to you when you let it. We are actually the one in control. Paul teaches in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 23, 4, and 5, but avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth. As if the tests of today aren't enough, do you look ahead? Seem to want to have more reasons to worry? Let's go back to Matthew 6, and what Jesus declared in verse 34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. All right, pop quiz time. Try to remember a time when fear and worry accomplished something positive for you. I didn't think so.